Virtual eviction hearings are getting very common, and they can make horrible situations even worse. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Millions of Americans remain unemployed in this pandemic and can't pay their rent. So people are being evicted all over the country. Eviction hearings have moved to Zoom or WebEx or even the phone to limit the spread of COVID-19 in courtrooms. But some tenants' advocates say the virtual hearings violate people's rights. There aren't procedures in place for people who don't have broadband access, for example. Translators that would be required in court aren't required online. Eileen Guo is a senior reporter on tech policy, ethics, and social issues at MIT Tech Review. She's been reporting on this, and she described a hearing she attended in Jackson County, Missouri.
I listened in on a hearing where the person was evicted, and she was being evicted by phone. The lawyer for the landlord was appearing by video, and the judge was by video. And her call and her hearing was interrupted 3 times because the call was dropped. She was trying to present evidence, so paper documents that no one could see. And on the other hand, the landlord and the judge were referring to documents that had been submitted in advance that she couldn't see. The judge herself recognized that this was such an issue that when she was scheduling the hearing for another tenant that was calling in, she suggested that she appear in person because appearing virtually would disadvantage her.
It seems like it's confusing. And also, like, this feels like it's not a good way to do work in some cases, right? Like, it's not always even a good way to do a meeting, let alone an eviction. Like, how did it come to this?
So, in theory, courts moving to video conferencing could have been a good thing. It was meant to be a public health measure. So the CARES Act allowed for courts to think about whether or not they wanted to allow more actions and more court procedures to be virtual to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in these small courtrooms as well as in the hallways. Mm-hmm. But it kind of goes against the spirit of the CDC eviction moratorium, which was passed in early September, which specifically was looking to prevent evictions because there are clear links between housing instability and COVID-19.
Right. But what, if anything, did courts do to accommodate people who don't have reliable internet or have no internet access at all?
It's not really clear what courts have done to make this process more accessible. And it's really a court by court and in some case, judge by judge decision. There have been courts that have said that they are making greater accommodations for people with disability that are appearing, that they are, you know, providing interpreters, that if as a tenant that is appearing in these courts, you have some issue, you can email the court in advance and express these issues to them. But all of that kind of assumes that there's this baseline access to technology, which in a lot of cases just is not the case.
That was Eileen Guo, a senior reporter at MIT Tech Review. Many statewide eviction moratoriums have already passed, and unless lawmakers extend it, the federal eviction moratorium is set to expire December 31st. And now for some related links. You can read Eileen Guo's reporting on MIT Tech Review. We've got a link at our website, marketplacetech.org. And she sent us some audio of one of the hearings she attended, in which tenants' rights activists repeatedly dialed into the line to protest the process, sort of like eviction court Zoom bombing.
All right. If your first name is Simon, could you tell me what case you're here on? Simon, can you hear me?
No one should be evicted during a pandemic. This is not justice. This is not due process. This is violence.
All evictions must end. People are dying. Tenants on the line, this is not your fault. You deserve a decent...
You deserve shelter during the pandemic. You are not alone. Casey Tenants has your back. Judge Castle, you are...
Complicit with every eviction you hear. You are making people homeless during the pandemic. You are killing people. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't have to be this way. You have a choice. End evictions. People are dying. No one should be evicted during a pandemic. This is not justice. This is not due process. This is violent.
The Washington Post reported last week that almost 12 million Americans are behind on rent and utilities, an average of $5,800. Around the same number of people will lose federal unemployment benefits at the end of the year as well if Congress doesn't act. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. At Marketplace, it's generosity from listeners like you that keeps our nonprofit newsroom going strong. And right now, facts matter more than ever. To say thanks for your support, we made a Marketplace face mask as a bonus gift. It even has adjustable ear loops and space to add a filter. Show you care about people around you and about credible news that has you covered. Give any amount today at marketplace.org/givetech to get your Marketplace mask. That's marketplace.org/givetech. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.